Hello and welcome to yet another audio interview on Fringe Review. I'm Donald C. Stewart, the Scottish reviewer for Fringe Review, up here in the splendour, as once was, of Cathkin Park, a little overgrown at the moment because it is the summer in Scotland. And as we all know, we know it's summer in Scotland because the rain is warmer. I'm here with Simon Weir from Cathkin Park Limited. And Simon, I was unable this year to get the opportunity to go and see what has been a bit of a smash hit round some of the theatres in Scotland, which is the Benny Lynch Story. But putting together, I mean, we are in Cathkin Park, where he fought undefeated
five times.
So why Benny Lynch?
Well, Benny Lynch is one of these almost forgotten figures, not amongst obviously the boxing community, but around the sort of modern generation. Benny Lynch is a sort of fantastical figure and almost a ghost of Glasgow past. And I, obviously, with the sort of heritage part of it, the story behind the show was that we had another play we were going to do, and we hit a rights issue, and we had the funding for it. And I had the book of the Burroughs book of Benny Lynch, and I'd just been dissecting it again. I wrote a very bad script about 7 years ago. Very, very bad. Because I write it in 1932, you know, Cathkin Park, and it was like a history lesson. Uh-huh. I wrote a very, very bad script. But and I gave that to him as well. We quickly abandoned that map. But there was a show here. I thought I'd seen, there's been four or five Benny Lynch stories, and I've seen a few of them, and they all seem to deal with different aspects of Benny's life, whether it was what was going on in his head whenever he was in the monastery, where he had the DTs, or there was one where he was chasing nuns around, and none of them, I felt, told the whole story. And they didn't make the family happy either. And there's a huge push recently to get a statue up to Benny Lynch somewhere in Glasgow. Obviously, there's some resistance to it from the council. And it started a big debate as well about whether he's a befitting sort of person to have a statue.
Which is partly where the drama comes in.
Absolutely. So, you know, how can you tell a life in one part then? So this was a very short life. This was a man who died aged 33 and looked 70. Mm-hmm. A guy that had 108 fights and then was lost his title. Scotland's first undisputed, not Scotland's first champion, but Scotland's first undisputed world champion. Mm-hmm. Who was allowed to be overweight and lose his title in the ring, is allowed to be drunk in the ring. Mm-hmm. And his final fight in Oriel Toma was knocked out cold. And he actually looked the most peaceful he'd been for years. That's a story that needs told. Mm-hmm. What led this guy to that? I mean, if you look at a modern version of it, then it's someone like Gazza, Paul Gascoigne, footballer, creative genius, deeply flawed person. Mm-hmm. Again, the domestic violence, the terrible alcoholism problems. But he has a network and support and the wealth to get the best help.
Which Lynch never had.
Benny Lynch didn't have that. And this was a hard drinking, hard living culture. This was, he grew up in the Gorbals. He never left the Gorbals. And the Gorbals mentality was one of the things that killed him. He was surrounded by hangers on. He was surrounded by yes men, by people pouring poison into his ear. He had this great coach called Sammy Wilson, who was the Alex Ferguson of his time. Mm-hmm. When it came to sports, fitness and conditioning, and was an all round sports guy. Was a bookie, had a bad reputation locally as well, because he was a real hard man. Mm-hmm. And the guys who were in the pub were also in Benny's ear. And he was quite easily influenced. He was quite easily led. He gave his money away, what he didn't spend on drink. And you've got to remember, the Gorbals of the time, this is a hard-living city. These guys were shipyard workers. It's hard-living, hard-drinking. There's 40 bars in the one square mile where he lives. 40 bars in the square mile where he lives. What chance did he have? Both of his parents were chronic alcoholics as well. Mm-hmm. He was brought up in a it's kind of abusive background. He was farmed out to aunties, first of all, and then family friends. Half the neighbourhood brought Benny Lynch and his brother up. His sister died tragically young. She drowned. His brother, who he idolised and who he learned to box from, was also a young fighter as well, was injured at work, got a head injury at work, and died. Mm-hmm. So these things shaped this guy's life. The mentor he finds, this big brother father figure he finally finds, Sammy Wilson, he is forced to let go because of hearsay and because of people chatting in his ear. These are stories that need to be told. This story that has now disappeared from the sort of modern, nobody, I met one guy who shook hands with Benny Lynch.
Wow.
That's the end. Some of the people remember him, but it's more they remember the legends. And there's somebody writing a book, so Kevin Kerrigan at Glasgow Museums Trust, he's writing a book about the real story of Benny Lynch. Mm-hmm. And also half of it is the legends. Mm-hmm. because there was great stories about him. Benny would walk into, he became a notorious, you know, alcoholic in Glasgow, and he was really shunned. He was like a tramp in Glasgow city centre. And there was a story of him walking in with, he was still really smartly dressed, because he was a really natty dresser. And he walked in with quite a shabby suit on, but still beautifully turned out, obviously drunk, and he had a handkerchief that he would take out from his top pocket. And he would square handkerchief, and he would put it down on the ground, and he would stand on it. And when he had no money, he'd walk into a bar, open his jacket and say, "Punch a world champion. Mm-hmm. Go on, punch me. And if you can knock me off, I won't hit you back. If you can knock me off this square, I'll buy you a drink. If you can, you buy me a drink." That's the stage it got to. This was, and I'm not joking here, this was the most famous Scotsman in the world. Mm-hmm. This was Sean Connery at the time.
Mm-hmm.
The height of his fame. He was the most recognised Scottish person before multimedia. This was 100,000 people came to meet this guy when he got off the train from Manchester, the Central Station. There's 20,000 people on the concourse. 100,000 Glaswegians came to see this guy off the train, who'd heard it on the radio. No TV, heard this on the radio. It was announced in the picture halls the night before as well. Mm-hmm. When he got there, Glasgow City Council didn't even have they didn't even have the sympathy to give this guy an official dinner or any reward. The Daily Record did it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you deal with your champions. And then you wonder why they've got a chip on their shoulder and maybe they just want to drink and enjoy their money once they get it. This is a hard one. This guy had 40, 40, 50 fights before he got anywhere.
So you've got the story. You've got
absolutely
the drama. You've got all of it there.
And it's a famous story that people know. But yep. What the hard part is finding out things that they didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And we got that from interviewing the families.
Mm-hmm.
So the Lynch family were great. They eventually approved the script as well. We had a bit of toing and froing with them as well, because we said, look, this bad stuff that you want to keep out of the show is a Google search away.
Mm-hmm.
This is not stuff you can hide in it anymore. This is not stuff that's family. You can't hide an illegitimate child anymore.
Yep.
Because family history now is so advanced. It's that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So, but what do people not know about Benny Lynch? What do they not know about his personality? And we found some an amazing stories
mm-hmm.
from Sammy Wilson's family. So his yep. son Eddie's still alive. Uh-huh. Sammy Wilson's his coach. Eddie, who's rock steady. Eddie is 95 uh-huh. and still bright as a button and remembers Benny. He gave us a wonderful one little clip, and one little thing was he remembers his father standing at the window of Watt Brothers in Sucky Hall Street and saying, "I swear."
Uh-huh.
"Ah, fuck. Here's Lynch now. Don't turn round."
Mm-hmm.
And then slipping Benny Lynch a fiver when Benny Lynch came up to him and said, "Sammy," he was absolutely drunk, "Sammy, I'm ready. I want us to go again." Mm-hmm. He goes, "What are we talking about?" He goes, "The box." And he goes, "I gave up the gym, son. You broke my heart. I gave up the gym." That gave us the end of our show. It's things like that. We got scenes that have never been heard because this is first-hand testimony. Mm-hmm. Even some guys that came that were working on another Benny Lynch project said, "That's not true." We said, "Well, it is, because the guy who said it is standing over there."
Mm-hmm.
So we can back up everything in the show, and none of it has been seen. The real story has been told, obviously, many times, but I think what we had was some unique insights into what was going on. We found press cuttings, little things about him designing a... Benny Lynch designed a special punch bag that when you hit it, a spring, and it came from the guns that they used,
uh-huh.
The cockers and things, the guns they used for riveting.
Right.
He designed a spring on a punch bag that would come back.
Gosh.
In 1932.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying. These guys were like the Alex Ferguson of his time. You run 100 yards, you walk 100 yards, you run 100 yards, you walk to one telephone pole, to the next telegraph pole, to the next telegraph pole. The training he was doing, he was the one that got Third Lanark fit.
Mm-hmm.
So where we are just now, Benny Lynch and Sammy Wilson ran where we are standing just now. These terraces, they went up and down as well. That he fought... 50 yards in front of where we're standing, five times.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I almost see him in the passenger seat of my car these days.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't help that Kevin gave me a huge cutout of him, a life-size cutout that we're taking on the next tour that now overshadows my entire flat every time I go. I got this terrible fright. I can't see Benny everywhere I go. But that's what happens. You take on, uh-huh. I think I felt really responsible to take on the reputation and memory of this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt it very, very personally because of my connection to Cathkin Park, obviously, as well. This was my great-grandfather's club, and I've been restoring the place for years and years and years, and was involved in Third Lanark as well when they restarted. So for me, it's a deep love. It's coming out of the same place. And all I want to tell is populist Glasgow stories that people who don't normally go to theatre would want to come and see.
Mm-hmm.
And Benny Lynch ticked all those boxes.
And in order to play Benny Lynch, I mean, you have to find somebody who has
absolutely
that look, but also has to have that...
That's the Gallus.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Gun album?
Yeah.
There's a famous Scottish album by the band Gun, and they put Gallus, and they wanted an image. And apparently, who did they go for? They went for someone who wanted fortunes. I can't remember who it was. I know it was Pelly.
Yep.
So the story is they wanted Pelly. Mm-hmm. And Pelly said, yeah, sure, Pelly's estate. Yeah, yeah, of course. Do you want to put us on the album? Yeah, no problem at all. $500,000.
Wow.
They went, well, who's Glasgow and Gallus? Benny Lynch. And they found that iconic image of Benny. If you ever know the image, Benny with a vest on with Benny Lynch written on it. Mm-hmm. Just part of this early advertising. This is what Sammy's, it was Sammy's family that were knitting these things. I think it was Sammy's that had this very modern version of PR.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was badged. He was Benny Lynch. The jumpers of Benny Lynch. So we had that all remade as well. Mm-hmm. To find the right actor, I went to an audition a couple of years ago. I did River City years ago. And I've always been pals with Stephen Purden. I really liked the guy. I got on really, really well with him. And he's a fantastic actor. And he's been in this show, River City, in BBC Scotland for 17 years. And is really well known as this character. And I saw him bouncing out of an audition 2 years ago for a show called Trust Me that I did. And I thought, Christ, there's Benny.
Uh-huh.
And I emailed him that night. Yeah. Still, I thought we were playing Benny Lynch, and he said, it's my dream role, mate. Let's make this happen. And it took us a couple of years. It's taken me 7 years to get it from where it was onto the stage, and I have never been prouder of anything I've ever done than getting our version of Benny Lynch on stage with the perfect actor in Stephen Purden.
So you finished at the Brunton?
Finished at the Brunton.
But that's not the end of the story.
No. Thankfully, we have another run coming up, so we've got another show to do next. And then as soon as that goes down in September, we're starting again on Benny Lynch. So Benny Lynch will be touring again, probably just Central Belt, with a run in Glasgow in September and October of 2020.
And this time round, I had better get a ticket.
You better be available. I'm pretty sure I made you a ticket available.
You certainly
did. Somebody was removed. My wife didn't get a seat. And do you know what? My parents couldn't even get in.
No.
We had they said you could have sold out 5 days in a row at Motherwell and at Eastwood. And that's the closest we came to Glasgow. So Glasgow's not seen this show yet. So we can't wait to bring it back to Glasgow. It's going to be bigger and better. The set's getting, because we're going to bigger theatres, the set's going to be bigger. We have a Florence Street set, and we got it from a photograph. And Peter and his wife, who the set designers and painters, oh my God, what a job they made of it.
Yep.
Beautiful. So I wouldn't ruin it, but we've got that. And then the boxing's done really stylistically as well, because that was the hardest part of it to do. Nice. How do you show two actors, non-boxers, one playing, you know, Jackie Brown, the world champion, and one playing Benny Lynch, the soon-to-be world champion, who is actually a southpaw and who fights orthodox.
Yep.
But this is what people don't realize about Benny Lynch is his jab would knock you out. He had a middleweight knockout punch as his jab.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see his fighting, Google his fights, any of Benny Lynch's fights, this man danced on his toes. He was a brilliant dancer as well. So we've got dance scenes. That's what I said to David Carswell. I said, you've written the hardest play in the world to fucking stage. You've got fight scenes. You've got dance scenes. So we now had to have a fight choreographer and a dance choreographer. All that's got to be signed off. And they've got to rehearse that every day before every show. Are you mad? That'll work. And it did work.
But the madness comes back.
The madness
will be next year. So thank you, Simon, very much.
It's a pleasure.
Catherine Park here. Catherine Park Limited will be bringing back, as you heard, the Benny Lynch story next year. And from me, Donald C. Stewart at Fringe Review, until the madness begins over in Edinburgh and the Fringe, it's bye-bye for now.